I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With all the recent terrorist attacks, it's no wonder people are fleeing their homes in the Middle East. But there's been a lot of backlash against accepting refugees in many countries. Mohammed, a former refugee now working with Bethany Christian Services Resettlement Program in Pennsylvania, explains.
For the people that didn't understand the refugee situation, most of the people concerned about the single people that arrived to the United States. And my question is, even if they are single, they went through a long process of security check, health screening check. It takes some time, 3 to 4 years, to complete this process before they arrive to the United States.
Please pray for refugees' lives, safety, and resettlement, and also pray they'd meet Christ. And think back to when you first became a Christian. You probably needed help studying the Bible, and someone may have guided you. Greg Kelly of World Mission says it's important to remember that the Great Commission calls us to make disciples.
We need to be committed to make disciples, and that requires raising up effective, trained, competent leaders who can then bring the gospel to life and pour themselves into these people who are new in the faith.
World Mission works with pastors in Senegal and Nepal so they can teach new believers. And their Shiloh Center gives these pastors biblical training.
We need to be praying that the Lord would help us be strategic as the body of Christ to raise up leaders that can make disciples.
Remember World Mission in prayer as they help believers grow in their faith. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories that help you pray for the world more effectively, I'll get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, and that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.